what were your emotions after all that then?
Well, delighted we got a point, to be fair. I think the first 15, 20 minutes we look as if it's going to be a few goals to us. We look as if we're going to run over them. But again, we didn't take the chances. And if you don't take the chances, there's always a chance that you get hit on a counter-attack. And I think we did. Obviously, Tubbsy gets a goal when it's two mistakes by us, but that's what he does. I've known him for a lot of years. And we got ourselves back in the game, penalty. I think the problem we had today was getting a tempo to the game. I don't know, that would turn you away from football, wouldn't it? It was a go slow from day one. But obviously John's worked on that, slowing it down and slowing their tempo down. But I think they went deservedly in front. I think from their point of view, it's an excellent goal. From their point of view, it's poor defending. And then obviously we get the equaliser when we've laid siege to the goal for 10 minutes and how we've not conceded after that. Again, errors. But then you take a point at the end of the day.
Do you think sometimes when you've had a decent start like you did, I think first 10, 15 minutes, as you say, you were on top, created chances, it sort of knocks the stuffing out of you a bit if you don't manage to get that goal?
Well, it makes it harder, for sure. I think if we'd have got the first goal, I do think we'd have gone on and won the game very comfortably. But, you know, Crawley have got lots of good players, lots of experienced players, lots of players that like to kill the game and slow it down, and which you have to live with. But it's not been a good day for us. I can't really look at any of my players, and think they've been on top of the game today. So I think what we've dug out at the end, just through sheer endeavour and sheer persistence, thanks to the home cop, they were almost sucking it in that last two or three minutes when we had a few corners and crosses into the box. And but obviously, there's been a few chosen words in the dressing room. But more about, I can't look, go home tonight and think any of my players have really been at it today. And then when you take a point, then you're grateful, because when you know that, for example, a Peterborough side are 3-0 up at Oldham, and you go in and learn they've lost 5-4, it shows you how tough this league is. And we know we've not played well today. But we'll go away and we'll be in tomorrow and we'll work hard and we'll try and prepare ourselves for Tranmere, which will be another tough game against Ronnie's team.
I suppose you hope at the end of the season you don't think too much about today's performance. You just take a point and move on, don't you?
Well, I think when you score in the 95th minute or whatever it was, it always feels like a point gained rather than anything that you're going to look back on. And we may look in the reverse of that. We may look back and say that point today is absolutely vital. And it's amazing that point today keeps us strongly and firmly in the playoffs. And people think we've got a God-given right to win football matches in League One. And I watched Crawley come back from 2-0 down and draw 2-2 at Coventry recently. Should have won the game comfortably. And they were away the more disappointed side. I think today I go away, if it had been a half-time, I'd be disappointed that we're not 3-4-1 up. And at the end of the game, I'm grateful it's 2-2.
Because people will look to the away form again and say how well Rotherham are doing on the road and at home dropping points. But today was more, do you think, Crawley sort of just putting men behind the ball and making it so difficult to break down today?
Well, the time wasted that went on today was unreasonable, wasn't it? And to only see one yellow card for it when they've been at it from 3 o'clock. But that's not the reason that Crawley got a point here today. Crawley got a point today because they got two goals and we didn't perform well enough to score more than two goals. And I can always go home and think about it more constructively when I know we've not played well. It's harder to take when some of the performances at home have been exceptional when you've not won the game. Murray, that's exceptionally hard to take. I don't think there's anyone in my players when I said to them, who can sit there and say to me they've performed to the level they can play? And there's not been an answer. That's an honest bunch in there. Some of them would have said to me, you know, the Pringles and, you know, the Arnesons and, you know, the Milsons and that. And, you know, they wouldn't be shy in telling you that they've played well. And every one of them had to accept that that was individually, you know, the level we're looking for. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back on the training ground. We're going to work hard. And we'll get ready for a real tough game at Tranmere. And then we're back here next Saturday for the league leaders. And we all know how tough that's going to be because they are an exceptional side as well.
You tried two different strike partnerships out here as well, didn't you, today, with Alex Revel and Tom Hitchcock sort of being substituted fairly early on, I suppose. Were you just trying to find different options up front because it wasn't really happening in that first half up front?
Alex Revel came off because he had a calf strain,
right,
and he wouldn't have come off. That's quite simple. And we just felt we needed to get behind him with a little bit of pace. And Wes Thomas gives you that and a little bit of aggression, but channeled aggression. I thought Wes, when he came on today, was excellent. He's unlucky with a header. I think perhaps should have a penalty when he's got a double handful in the back, and he should have one blocked on the line. And you know, we look forward to getting him in the team and walking him in. And young Tomo, of course, will be back for other days as well. I thought Harris come on and done well when we got him dropped in. And but I think for me, I don't go away looking at anything other than the positive is we've got a point, and the positive is that we're still in the playoff group, and another positive is that we'll be back in tomorrow and refocused and get ready for a very, very difficult game at Tranmere. Because if anyone thinks we're good just going there for a jolly up, it's tough. But people have to recognise how tough it is to win at the New York Stadium. People come here. Crawley have never been here. They come here, and if they had the same fire in their bellies, those guys on the pitch representing Crawley today, as I did when I first walked in this stadium, I know what it means. I know what it means. And I know what those players would think today. That, a lot of that group went to Old Trafford and embraced it. You know, so teams come here and they play as good as they played. Did they play better today than they played at Coventry 2 weeks ago when I watched them? They were miles better. But then again, they're not playing in front of Coventry at Northampton in front of 1,500 people where it don't inspire a schoolboy to go and play, never mind inspire a senior professional.
Richard Smallwood obviously made his debut today. How did you think he did, and what does he offer that maybe you don't have already in this team?
Well, competition for places, for one. Obviously, you didn't know, and not many people knew, that Lee Frecklington wouldn't play today. And Lee just had a minor hamstring strain, so we were very conscious that if that strain developed into something more, we would only have Rob Mills and really and Michael O'Connor, and Michael would have to nurse through, as we know. And but Richard Smallwood's an experienced championship player. I think in spells today he was great, and I think in spells today, as I told him, he was very sloppy in position. He wasn't our worst player today by a country mile. But, you know, all we know is that we'll be back tomorrow, we'll be on the training ground, and we'll be getting ready for two difficult games of the weekend. It really is one game at a time. I'd rather be going home tonight, knowing we've not performed, Murray, knowing we've been below our best, than being 3-0 up and losing 5-4 and dropping out of the playoffs. Then that wouldn't be very good.
With players like Richard Smallwood, with players like Wes Thomas, those kind of players, is it going to take a time for them to develop partnerships and understand exactly sort of who they're playing alongside and what works for them, what doesn't in this Rotherham United team?
Well, good players normally play with good players. That's the first thing we'll say. You know, if Juan Mata signs for Manchester United, they don't need to worry about him being on the same wavelength as the better players. He'll be on that page. And Richard Smallwood and Wes Thomas have come in, and they'll be on the same page as the lads we've got. Obviously, it takes a little bit of time to familiarise yourself with the players and that, but, you know, the players that left the football club were not playing. People have to remember the lads who left the football club to go out and loan, either permanently out and loan or out to get some matches, were not involved in the match day scenario. We needed players that come in that we could see being involved in the match day scenario. Two of those lads have done well today, Tidzer and David Worrell got a goal, so that's great for us. That's no bad news, that's good news for us. But we're doing the thing that's right here. And let's just sit on our hunches. We're getting towards the end of January, and Rotherham United's in the playoff group in League One.
Lee Frecklington, you said he's got a minor hamstring strain. Is he going to be out for days, weeks?
No, it's not. Listen, Lee Frecklington wanted to play. The medical advice I had is that the 60-40 could develop into a bigger problem. Mm. And the last time Lee Frecklington personally had a hamstring issue, he was out for 3 months at Peterborough. So I was not going to make a decision that jeopardised Lee Frecklington, because he is, for me, our best midfield player. So from that point of view, we hope that by resting him and looking after him today, we may have him for Tranmere on Tuesday 100%.
It's the 25th of January today, less than a week ago of the transfer window. Do you expect any more movement in or out of the club, Steve?
Well, we put two offers out there, two good offers. One's been turned down, so we're finished with that. And then we'll have a look at where this other one goes on Monday, and if it's refused, we're done. You know, I said to on BBC Radio Sheffield, and I said earlier to our supporters that we wouldn't be running about on transfer deadline day. That's not going to happen. My chairman has been magnificent again this week. We've turned in a fresh offer, a good offer for one of our players. The chairman told me when I come to this football club, that decision would always lie at my door. Me and him discussed it, and he said, if you don't want to sell him, just say it's no. And I don't want to sell him because I want the best players for Rotherham United to try and give us a chance of getting in these playoffs. And I'll finish on this. How tough it is to get in League One playoffs. People need to have a look at the clubs it's below us in. It's tough.